Hello, it is Andrew here again. It is fantastic to be here for Book Club. I don't know what it's like where you are, but where I am, it is cold. So there is nothing better than settling in with a book. And today I have a fantastic debut Australian novel, but not an unknown author. Michelle Wright is an award-winning author of short fiction. Her collection Fine came out in 2016, but today I have got her debut novel. It is called Small Acts of Defiance, and it takes us back January 1940, where Lucy and her mother Yvonne leave Australia for France following the death of Lucy's father. They're taken in by Gerard, their only surviving relative, Lucy's uncle, and Lucy must settle into the fabled City of Lights, but it's on the eve of invasion by Germany. Now, Small Acts of Defiance chronicles Lucy's coming of age in Paris and a world that is forever teetering on chaos as the Germans exert more and more control. Now, the story begins. Lucy is inexperienced and self-consciously out of her depth in a city that she worries will never embrace her. And Wright uses this to great effect. She approaches crafting Lucy's point of view with all the naivety and innocence of a young person on their first trip away from Australia. And this allows us, as readers, to experience the marvel at discovering Paris, even as the City of Lights it's dimming with the ongoing war. It's really hard to overstate how interesting this was. I mean, I've visited Paris. I've read many books set in the city. So to have this very innocent, inexperienced view of it really allows that encroaching dread and the changes that Lucy experiences hit home. Now, Lucy's perspectives vacillate between her love of the sun and the surf of her Australian upbringing, which is now tainted because of the loss of her father, and the enchanting but dangerous lure of occupied Paris. Lucy's talent as an artist draws her into circles that soon see her challenged in her role, either resisting or acquiescing the German occupation. Her best friend is Aline. She's a young Jewish student whose world is steadily circumscribed by anti-Semitic laws that are coming into effect more and more in Paris as the early years of the 40s progress. Now, Small Acts of Defiance, it unfolds miles from the battlefields that are so familiar in novels and films of war, and it takes us onto the streets where everyday people must still make decisions with life or death consequences. We watch, along with Lucy, as small encroachments on liberty accumulate to people being taken from the streets, and those not directly impacted, they live their lives desperately telling themselves stories that justify their inaction, their complicity. Lucy's story is compelling, whether viewed in its historical place or through our modern lens. As a foreigner, as a child, as a woman, she feels that she is singularly denied any space to voice her true self, and so she creates small works of art that she hides around the city. And that role gradually increases. I never want to tell you too much about the story. Lucy is relatively fortunate, though, as she comes to learn when Aline's grandfather is taken and the family are ostracized by society just for being Jewish. Lucy comes to be haunted by something that her father told her of his experience of war. Doing nothing is still a choice to stand aside and let it happen. Lucy commits to her small acts of defiance and is drawn further into her friend's resistance of the occupation, all the while challenged by her own small role and the potentially outsized risk it places on her mother and her uncle. Now, this is a deeply affecting story of a time and a place that cannot fail but to have claim on our modern consciousness. With both sides of any argument these days, online especially, they draw on the specter of Nazism to fling at their enemies. It serves us well to gain a deeper understanding and empathy of this time. Small Acts of Defiance is also a tonic against despair and complacency. I don't know about you, but I've definitely at times fallen prey to feeling that my efforts amount to very little. There's nothing we can do against larger forces. Small Acts of Defiance reminds us that we are part of the world we live in, that we're part of the communities that we are interacting with, and that gives us responsibilities. And no matter the ways that authorities may pit us against each other, giving up or never trying is a choice, and that our actions are an important part just of being alive. So today I talked about Michelle Wright's Small Acts of Defiance. It is a fantastic debut Australian novel and a thoroughly enjoyable read. I'm Andrew Popel. You can catch me every week, every Saturday morning and Wednesday night doing Final Draft. Thank you for having me back for Book Club. I cannot wait to see you again next week. Till then, happy reading. Bye now.